إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، indeed our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger to proceed. Continuing, brothers and sisters, with the book that was written by Shaykh al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, Sifat al-Salat, the description of the Prophet's prayer. And we've reached al-Fasl al-Awwal, the first chapter. And the first chapter is ma'na as-salat lughatan wa shar'an, the meaning of the prayer in the Arabic language and likewise in the religion of Islam. The meaning of as-salah, this word as-salah in the Arabic language, and also the meaning of as-salah in the religion of Islam. And I've mentioned before, the ulama, the scholars of Islam, they mention the definition of a word fi lughat al-arabiyya, in the Arabic language, to highlight the relationship between the linguistic definition and the religious definition, because many times there is a relationship between the two, as you will see. So the Shaykh, he said, As-salatu fi al-lugha, salat, the word as-salah in the Arabic language, it means a dua, supplication. In the Arabic language, as-salah ma'naha al-dua, the meaning of as-salah in the Arabic language is a dua, supplication. And we find this in the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, this meaning, وَمِنْهُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. The verse in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 103, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, and supplicate to Allah for them. So here, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, the word salah, it means a dua, supplicate to Allah for them. And the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, أي أُدْعُ لَهُمْ, make dua for them. Also another example, and I won't talk about this in too much depth. And the Shaykh, after the hadith, he mentions an example from a piece of poetry. And I'll omit that inshallah ta'ala, because hopefully from these two examples it will become clear. وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, the saying of the Prophet صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, إِذَا دُعِيَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُجِبْ, if one of you is invited, if somebody invites one of you, then answer the invitation. And it's a command from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَلْيُجِبْ, if somebody invites you, then answer the invitation. فَإِنْ كَانَ صَائِمًا, and if the person is fasting, فَلْيُصَلِّ. So the word here, فَلْيُصَلِّ, what does it mean? It means make dua for them. If the person is fasting, then make dua for the person who has invited you. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُفْتِرًا فَلْيَطْعَمْ, and if the person is not fasting, then he should go and eat. So the meaning here, فَلْيُصَلِّ أَيْ فَلْيَدْعُ, meaning let him make dua for them. And then the Shaykh, he gives an example from a piece of poetry. What will suffice with that? To highlight the meaning of as-salah fi al-lughat al-arabiyya, in the Arabic language. وَالصَّلَاةُ فِي الشَّرْ, as for the definition of prayer in the religion. What is the meaning of prayer in the religion? Who can tell me? As-salah shar'an. Abdullah, tafaddal. Abdul Walid. Naam. The Shaykh, he defines it, and it's very simple, ikhwan. He said, وَالصَّلَاةُ فِي الشَّرْعِ, if somebody says prayer and they're referring to the religious meaning of it, then الصلاه في الشرع عباده ذات اقوال وافعال مخصوصه. It is worship comprising of specific actions and statements. So الصلاة في الشرع عبادة ذات أقوال وأفعال مخصوصة مفتتحة بالتكبير مختتمة بالتسليم. So it is worship comprising of specific statements and actions. It is opened by the takbir and closed by the taslim. Is that clear to everyone so far? So again, ibadatun dhatu aqwalin wa af'alin makhsusa. It is worship that comprises of specific statements and actions. Muftatahatun bit takbir. It is open with Allahu Akbar, takbirat al-ihram. If you don't say the opening takbir, there's no prayer for the individual. And it is closed, mukhtatamatun bit taslim, with the taslim. Now you can use that definition to recognize what is actually considered to be prayer. And the Shaykh, he goes on to explain. He said, فَيَشْمَلُ ذَلِكَ. This definition, and when the scholars give definitions, it's in order to assist the individual, alhamdulillah, to recognize now what falls into this category. He said, فَيَشْمَلُ ذَلِكَ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ. This includes the five daily prayers. The five daily prayers, Muhammad. عِبَادَ ذَاتُ أَقْوَالٍ وَأَفْعَالٍ نَعْمْ مَخْصُوصَ. يا حسن مفتتحة بالتكبير نعم. يا ناصر مختتمة بالتسليم نعم. The five daily prayers, if we were to take this definition and look, the five daily prayers, do they start with the takbir? Yes. Do they close with the taslim? Yes. Is worship comprising of specific statements and actions? Yes. That's prayer. That's salah. Likewise, the prayer of al-jum'ah wa salat al-janazah. Likewise, Salat al-Janazah is a prayer. It's a salah. Even though it doesn't have ruku' and sujood, it's a prayer. Why? Because it's ibadatun dhatu aqwalin wa af'alin makhsusa. It's worship that comprises of statements and actions, specific statements and actions. Muftatahatun bit-takbir. It's opened by the takbir. Mukhtatamatun bit-taslim. And it's closed by the taslim. Wa sujood al-tilawa wa sujood al-shukri in qulna biftitahihima bit-takbir. And the Shaykh, he said, even sujood al-tilawa, sujood al-shukr. If we say that sujood al-tilawa and sujood al-shukr is open with the takbir, Allahu Akbar, and it's closed with the taslim. However, sahih, أنه لم ينقل عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك. That which is correct, that sujood al-shukr and sujood al-tilawa, it's not opened with the takbir, and it's not closed with the taslim. It's not reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah after sujood al-tilawa, sujood al-shukr. Na'am. وَلَا يَشْمَلُ ذَلِكَ الطَّوَافِ بِالْبَيْتِ لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْتَتَحُ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ وَلَا يُخْتَتَمُ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ وَأَمَّا حَدِيثَ الطَّوَافِ بِالْبَيْتِ صَلَاةٍ فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَثْبُتْ عَنِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And I'll leave that inshallah ta'ala. However, the murad is clear from what we have mentioned. Jazakum Allah khairan wa barakallahu feekum. And I'll just read what the Shaykh, he said here, but don't focus upon it too much. He said, and this does not include a tawaf bil bayt, when a person makes tawaf around the Kaaba. That's not prayer, because it's not open with the takbir and it's not closed with the taslim. So tawaf is not considered to be prayer. As for the hadith, al tawafu bil bayt is salah. Making a tawaf around the Kaaba is considered to be prayer. Then a Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen holds the position that this hadith is not authentic from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though a Shaykh al-Albani authenticates it, and the wording that is in a Tirmidhi, al-tawaf hawl al-bayt mithl al-salah, making tawaf around the Kaaba is like prayer. And then the Shaykh, he mentions the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, na'am, where he said, faqad qala rahimahullah wa qad ittafaq al-ulama على أنه لا يجب للطواف ما يجب للصلاة من تحريم وتحليل وقراءة وغير ذلك ولا يبطله ما يبطلها من الأكل والشرب والكلام وغير ذلك. أهم شيء إن شاء الله that we get from that chapter, the meaning of prayer in the language, which is what? فضل أخانا, what's the meaning? نعم. Yes, in the language, the meaning of salah. La, in the Arabic language. First. Tfaddal. Ad-du'a, na'am. Tfaddal. Akhi, what's the meaning of salah in the religion? Specific statements and actions. Worship. Don't forget worship. Now, because if we don't include worship, then the definition is deficient. Specific worship comprising of specific statements and actions. What else? It's open by what? And it's closed by the taslim. Ahsan. So that's the important lesson from that chapter. If you've understood that, you've understood that chapter, alhamdulillah. And you should be able to recognize what is considered to be prayer and what is not considered to be prayer. Al-Fasl al-Thani, the second chapter, Mata wa ayna furidati salat. When and where was the prayer made obligatory? And in this, na'am, this story, in this hadith, behind the prayer being made obligatory, it shows us, brothers and sisters, the importance, ahamiyatul salah, the importance of the prayer. Al-Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, Al-Fasl al-Thani, Mata wa ayna furidati salah. When and where was the prayer made obligatory? He said, فُرِضَتْ الصَّلَاةِ الْخَمْسِ قَبْلَ الْهِجَرَةِ لَيْلَةِ الْمِعْرَاجِ. The five prayers were made obligatory before the hijrah on the night of ascension, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. أي في الليلة التي أسري فيها برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى بيت المقدس ثم عرج به إلى السماء وكان ذلك قبل الهجرة بسنة واحدة وقيل بثلاث سنوات وقيل بخمس سنوات. So the five daily prayers were made obligatory before the hijrah on the night of the ascension, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, meaning on the night that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on the journey to Bayt al-Maqdis. And then he was made and taken to the heavens. He was made to ascend to the heavens. And that was prior to the hijrah by 1 year. And some of the scholars, they say that this was 3 years before the hijrah. And others say it was 5 years before the hijrah. So look, it was made obligatory when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended and went on the night journey, showing the importance of this salah. وَفَرَضَهَ اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَمْسِينَ صَلَاةً كُلَّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلًا. And originally, Allah Azza wa Jal, He made it obligatory upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray 50 prayers in a night and day. 50 salawat. Subhanallah. Look how many people, they find five. It's too difficult. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us and grant us well-being. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make us from those who preserve the prayer. Because as we say, if an individual, كما ذكرنا في الدرس الماضي, in the previous lesson, if a person perfects the prayer, that prayer, alhamdulillah, it will be a means by which this individual is safeguarded from evil. وَفَرَضَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَمْسِينَ صَلَاةً كُلَّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal made it originally obligatory upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray 50 prayers in every day and night. فَقَبِلَ وَنَزَلَ مُسْتَسْلِمًا لِهَذَا الْأَمَرِ رَاضِيًا بِفَرْضِ اللَّهِ لَهُ وَوَقَائِدُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ وَالْتِزَامُهُ بِذَلِكَ إِلْتِزَامٌ لِلْأُمَّةِ كُلِّهَا حَتَّى مَرَّ بِمُوسِ بْنِ عِمْرَانَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَهُوَ فِي السَّمَاءِ السَّادِسَةِ فَقَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted this from Allah and descended, submitting to this command and being pleased with the obligation that Allah azza wa jal placed upon him. Look at that. When it was May 50, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قَبِلَ ذَلِكَ وَنَزَلَ مُسْتَسْلِمًا لِهَذَا الْأَمَرِ. He submitted to it. He was pleased with it. That's why when Allah azza wa jal legislates something from the religion, we don't have any choice. If you have a problem, whether you're male or female, with anything that Allah Azza wa Jalla has legislated in the deen, that individual is sick. May Allah Azza wa Jalla cure them. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَوْمَ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ It is not for any believing male or female. Once Allah and His Messenger decided a matter, that they have any choice in that affair. You don't have a choice. Look, the Prophet ﷺ, the prayer originally, it was prescribed as 50 prayers, 50 salawat in a day and a night. And he was pleased with that. He accepted it and he submitted to it. Now weigh ourselves in comparison to that. Brothers and sisters, the ulama, they mention, minhum Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, the happiness of an individual, it depends upon how much you submit and you are happy with the implementing the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The amount, the deficiency in your submission, na'am, will result in the same level of misery. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he accepted this and descended, submitting to this command. And he was pleased with the obligation that Allah placed upon him. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the leader of this nation. So his adherence to that necessitates the adherence of the whole of the ummah to it. Naam, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam adheres to something, it is applicable to the rest of the ummah. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came across Musa ibn Imran alayhi salatu wassalam, who was in the sixth heaven. فَقَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى Musa said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, بِمَا أُمِرْتَ And in the translations, ikhwan, I don't know if the brothers have a different taba'ah to me in the Arabic. The English translation, it appears that he's translated another hadith, maybe with a slightly different wording, and not the hadith that was mentioned here by al-Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen. And I think maybe the reason for that, wallahu alam, is that in the takhrij, when they reference the hadith to al-Bukhari, they reference the wrong hadith. In the takhrij, you may have that it's found in al-Bukhari, hadith number 7517. Is that what you have in the translation? Yes. However, in reality, this hadith, this wording is hadith number 3887. This wording is a hadith that is in Bukhari, but the number is 3,887. So Musa, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bima umirta, with what were you commanded? Qal, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, umirtu bi khamsina salatan kulla yawm, I was commanded with 50 prayers every day. Musa, he said to the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قَالَ إِنَّ أُمَّتَكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ خَمْسِينَ صَلَاةً كُلَّ يَوْمٍ وَإِنِّي وَاللَّهِ قَدْ جَرَّبْتُ النَّاسَ قَبْلَكَ وَعَالَجْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الشَّدَّ الْمُعَالَجَةَ فَارْجِعْ إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ التَّخْفِيفَ لِأُمَّتِكَ فَرَجَعْتُ فَوَضَعَ عَنِّي عَشْرًا Musa, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by Allah, I have tested people before you and I have tried my level best with Bani Israel. Return to your Lord and ask Him to lighten this for your nation. So Musa, he said, verily your nation, they will not be able. Your nation will not be able to fulfill 50 prayers. So by Allah, I've tested people before you and I've tried my level best with Bani Israel. Return to your Lord and ask Him to lighten this for your nation. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَرَجَعْتُ فَوَضَعَ عَنِّي عَشْرًا So I returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah azza wa jal reduced this by 10. So how many now? How many prayers? 40. He said, فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى مُوسَى فَقَالَ مِثْلَهُ I returned to Musa and he said the same thing again. فَرَجَعْتُ So I returned, فَوَضَعَ عَنِّي عَشْرًا And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He reduced it by 10. How many now? 30 prayers in a day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى مُوسَى I went back to Musa again. فَقَالَ مِثْلُ And he said the same thing again. فَرَجَعْتُ And I returned. فَوَضَ عَنِّي عَشْرًا And Allah reduced it by 10. How many now? 20. He said, فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى مُوسَى فَقَالَ مِثْلُهُ I went to Musa again and Musa said the same thing. فَرَجَعْتُ فَأُمِرْتُ بِعَشْرِ صَلَوَاتٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ I went back and now I was commanded to offer 10 prayers every day. I was commanded to offer 10 prayers every day. فَرَجَعْتُ فَقَالَ مِثْلُ When I returned and I passed by Musa, and Musa said the same thing. فَرَجَعْتُ فَأُمِرْتُ بِخَمْسِ صَلَوَاتٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ And I went back and I was commanded by Allah to observe 5 prayers every day. Then Musa, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ أُمَّتَكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ Your nation, it will be difficult for them to offer 5 prayers every day. وَإِنِّي قَدْ جَرَّبْتُ النَّاسَ قَبْلَكَ وَعَالَجْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ شَدَّ الْمُعَالَجَةِ فَرْجِ إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ التَّخْفِيفَ لِأُمَّتِكَ Musa again encouraged the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, return back to your Lord and ask him to lighten this for you and your nation. Ask him to lighten this for your nation. قال, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي حَتَّى اسْتَحْيَيْتُ He said, I asked my Lord, I have requested so much from my Lord that I became shine. Look at the importance of shyness, al-haya, modesty, shyness. Al-haya, firstly and foremostly, with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why there comes in the hadith, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتُ If you have no shame, do as you please. If you don't have shame, firstly and foremostly before Allah, do as you please. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي I asked my Lord for so much, حَتَّى اسْتَحْيَيْتُ I became shy to ask for more. وَلَكِنِّي أَرْضَ وَأُسَلِّمْ But now I am satisfied and I surrender to Allah's command. Look, أَرْضَ وَأُسَلِّمْ That should be the mawqif of every Muslim to any command of Allah, any matter in the religion. أَرْضَ وَأُسَلِّمْ I'm happy and I submit. And if you have that mentality, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا We hear and we obey, you will be from the happiest of the people to walk upon the face of the earth. If you have that mentality, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا We hear and we obey, you will be from the happiest of the people to walk upon the face of the earth, even if you are the poorest of the people of the earth. As for those people that say, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا We hear it, we hear the ayat, we hear the ahadith, but we're going to disobey it, they're going to be the most miserable of the people on the earth, depending on the extent of their disobedience. قال, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَلَمَّا جَاوَزْتُ نَادَ مُنَادٍ أَمْضَيْتُ فَرِيضَتِي وَخَفَّفْتُ عَنْ عِبَادِي He said, when I left, I heard a voice saying, I have passed my order and lightened the burden upon my servants. I have passed my order, my command, and I have lightened the burden on my servants. فَنَزَلَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he descended, رَاضِيًا بِذَٰلِكَ مُنْشَرِحًا بِهِ صَدْرُهُ وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was pleased with this, and he was happy. So his ummah likewise should be pleased with this, and they should be happy. No doubt, brothers and sisters, because prayer is from the way of the Anbiya. Prayer is from the way of the Prophets. That's why the Muslims, alhamdulillah, the only people in this zaman, in this time, that truly follow the Anbiya, the Prophets, are the Muslims. Because who are the only people that pray on a regular basis? The Muslims. Other places of worship are empty in this time. And you will find, if you read the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how many of the Anbiya Allah azza wa jal mentions praying as-salah. Even from the righteous women of the past. Ya Maryam, uqnuti li rabbiki, wasjudi. O Maryam, turn to your Lord in obedience, prostrate to Him. Why? Because righteous women of the earth, the women that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, they were known for what? They were known for their obedience and their prayer and their righteousness. They were the examples to be followed. And that highlights, brothers and sisters, again, the importance of prayer in difficult times. And inshallah, all of this is going to come bi-idhnillah in the kalam of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen. لا يحتاج الآن إلى التطويل. وأول ما فرضت الصلاة كانت على ركعتين ركعتين إلا المغرب فثلاث. When the prayer was first made obligatory, brothers and sisters, it was rak'atan, two units of prayer. Except for Maghrib, it was three. So when prayer was first made obligatory, it was rak'atain, two units of prayer. Except for Maghrib, it was three. ثم لما هاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زيد في صلاة الحضر فصارت رباعية ما عدا الفجر والمغرب. Then, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated Idris to where? Where did he migrate to? Harun. Where did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrate to? Medina. نعم, he left Mecca and he migrated to Medina. When the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina from Mecca, the prayer of the resident was increased and it became four, with the exception of Fajr and Maghrib. So na'am, Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha was changed from two and it became four for the resident. Except for Fajr, Fajr remained as two and Maghrib remained as three. قالت Aisha radiallahu anha. ففي صحيح البخاري عن عائشة, we find in Bukhari upon the mother of the believers, look, women narrating a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the mother of the believers narrating al-ilm. صحابة رضوان الله عليهم, some of the male companions, they would return to Aisha for ilm. That is why we need the likes of the mother of the believers in this time, as it pertains to diligence in seeking knowledge, learning the book of Allah, learning the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, learning the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal and teaching it. قالت, she said, Aisha, فردت الصلاة ركعتين. As comes in Bukhari, the prayer was first made obligatory as ركعتين, two units of prayer. ثم هاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then the Prophet, he migrated to المدينة صلى الله عليه وسلم, ففردت أربعا, and it became four units of prayer. وتركت صلاة السفر على الأولى. The prayer of the traveler was left like it was originally, meaning two. The prayer of the traveler for Dhuhr and Asr, what does he pray? Naam, he prays raka'atain upon a journey. And what about Maghrib and Isha? Tfaddal. Mus'ab. Salat al-Musafir. Al-Isha, mada? Naam. The person on a journey, now Maghrib remains as three and Isha is two. And Imam Ahmad, he mentions illa al-Maghrib, with the exception, the wording of the hadith, and Sheikh al-Albani authenticates the hadith with a similar wording, illa al-Maghrib, except for Maghrib, li'annaha witr. And there comes in a narration, li'annaha witr al-Nahar, because it is the witr of the day. Was-Subh, except for Maghrib, because it is the witr of the day, and Fajr, لأنه يطول فيها القراءة, because the Imam, he elongates his recitation of the Quran. So Fajr is two. Maghrib, it remains as three. Is that clear to everyone so far? Huh? نعم؟ طيب. وقد اختلف العلماء رحمهم الله. The scholars, they differ. هل كانت الصلاة مفروضة قبل المعراج? The scholars, they differ, may Allah have mercy upon them, over was the prayer obligatory before the night of ascension al-Mi'raj? فذهب بعض العلماء أنه لم يكن قبل المعراج صلاة مفروضة إلا ما وقع من الأمر بصلاة الليل من غير تحديد. وذهب قوم إلى أن الصلاة كانت مفروضة ركعتين بالغداة والركعتين بالعشي. والله سبحانه وتعالى أعلم. والله سبحانه وتعالى أعلم. He says some of the scholars have mentioned that there was no obligatory prayer before the night ascension, except for that which occurred in terms of the command regarding the night prayer without a defined amount. Some of them, however, took the opinion that there was a two-unit obligatory morning prayer, raka'atain in the morning, and raka'atain, two units obligatory prayer in the evening. And Allah the Most High knows best. The Shahid is Ikhwan, understanding from that chapter one, what should we understand? When and where the prayer, mata wa ayna furidat is-salat. When and where the prayer was made obligatory. Al-Fasl al-Thalith, the third chapter, ahammiyat as-salati shar'an. The importance of the prayer as established in the religion of Islam, established based upon the text of the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the next chapter, أهمية الصلاة شرعاً, the importance of the prayer as established in the religion of Islam, as established in the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. The Shaykh, he said, إِنَّ لِلصَّلَاةِ أَهَمِّيَةً عَظِيمَةً وَمَكَانَةً عَالِيَةً فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. Verily, the prayer has a very important place and a great importance in the religion of Islam. The Salah has a great importance and a lofty place in the religion of Islam. فَهِيَ أَحَدُ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ الْعَظِيمِ. It is one of the great pillars of Islam. It is one of the great pillars of Islam. بَلْ هِيَ أَهَمُّهَا بَعْدَ الشَّهَادَتَيْنِ. Rather, it is the most important of the five pillars of Islam after the two testimonies. The testification that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. وَيَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَهَمِّيَتِهَا. Now the Shaykh is going to mention, brothers and sisters, he's going to mention a number of reasons that highlight the importance of the prayer. وَيَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَهَمِّيَتِهَا. The importance of the prayer is proved by the following. Number one, and I'm going to ask the brothers to repeat this. So it's inshallah ta'ala, hopefully you're writing. The first, أنها من أهم أركان الإسلام. وهي في المرتبة الثانية. That the prayer is from the most important pillars of Islam, and it is the second level, meaning it's the second pillar. لأن الذي قبلها. What pillar is before it? تفضل أخي. No, what's before the prayer? نعم أحسنت. Because لأن الذي قبلها, before the prayer, is the shahada, the testimony that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. لأن الذي قبلها شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله. Before it is the testimony that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, وأن محمدا رسول الله, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فهي إذن ركنه الأعظم بعد الشهادتين. So therefore, the prayer is the greatest pillar of the pillars of Islam after the shahadatain. After the shahada, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. So that's number one. Number two, أنها عمود الدين. The prayer is the foundation or pillar of the religion. The prayer is the foundation or pillar of the religion. أنها عمود الدين. حيث قال, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, رأس الأمر الإسلام. The head of the affair is Islam. وعموده الصلاة. And the foundation or pillar is the prayer. وذروة سنام الجهاد. And its pinnacle is al-jihad, the legislated jihad, al-shar'i, not which we see those deviants claiming that they are doing when they murder and they massacre innocent people, women and children and civilians. That is not jihad, wala fi shay. And those individuals like ISIS and the likes of them, they are shayateen, they are devils in the body of humans. The third, and before that, ikhwan, the Salah being the foundation or pillar of Islam, remember, and I've mentioned the Kardu Dharika min Qabl, that you can judge an individual how he treats the other affairs of the religion with regards to how he safeguards or she safeguards the prayer. Thalithan, أَنَّهَا خَاسَةٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ سَائِرِ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ غَيْرِ شَهَادَتَيْنِ إِذَا تَرَكَ الْإِنسَانُ فَوَ كَافِرٌ كُفْرًا مُخْرِجًا عَنِ الْمِلَّةِ. So I repeat that. أنها خاصة من بين سائر أركان الإسلام غير الشهادتين إذا تركها الإنسان فهو كافر كفر مخرج عن الملة. The Salah, there is a distinguishing quality that it has, which is what? What makes the Salah different from the rest of the pillars of Islam with the exception of the shahadatain? So what makes the prayer different from the other pillars of Islam with the exception of the shahadatain? The Shaykh, he said, if a person abandons the prayer, they're a kafir, they're a disbeliever. May Allah protect us from that. If somebody abandons the prayer, they are a kafir, they're a disbeliever, they are not a Muslim. They are not to be prayed upon. Person cannot make dua for them. They are not to be buried with the Muslims. They die the death of a disbeliever. And that's one qawl in the mas'ala. The Shaykh, he said, because they commit disbelief, that exits them from the fold of Al-Islam. That's why somebody, if they think just walking around with a beard, or because they observe some things of the religion, they say, I'm Muslim, but they never pray. They don't pray their salah. That individual, according to the qawl of the Shaykh and many of the scholars, is not a Muslim. Is not a Muslim, no matter what he calls himself. His name could be Muhammad, his name could be Abdullah, her name could be Amatullah. No matter what a person calls themselves, the Shaykh, he said, إِذَا تَرَكَ الْإِنسَانِ, and he's going to talk about this in more detail later on, then that individual is a disbeliever, committing disbelief that exits them and removes them from the fold of Islam. أي إِنُّهُ يَكُنْ كَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَأُبَيِّ Ibn Khalaf. And this person that abandons the prayer, he's like Fir'aun. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Who wants to be like Fir'aun? The one who doesn't pray, he's like Fir'aun. He's like Haman and Ubay ibn Khalaf. Who wants to be like the heads of disbelief? That should be enough. When you say to someone that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that the one who abandons the prayer is like Fir'aun, that should be enough for a person to run away from the abandonment of the prayer. Who wants to be compared to Fir'aun? And like I said, the Shaykh is going to discuss this in a lot more detail later on about the one who abandons the prayer. And the Shaykh, he said, وَلَسْنَا نَقُولْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ بَابِ التَّخْوِيفِ أَوْ مِنْ بَابِ التَّرْهِيبِ أَوْ مِنْ بَابِ التَّشْوِيقِ إِلَى فِعْلِهَا. He said, we're not saying this only from the angle to try and alarm people and scare them. Nor are we saying it solely to encourage the people to perform it. We're saying this, that meaning, we're saying that the individual abandons the prayer is a kafir. Why? لَكِنَّنَا نَقُولُ ذَلِكَ نَسْتَنِدُ فِيهِ إِلَى دَلِيلٍ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَأَقْوَالِ الصَّحَابَةِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. He said, we say this because our statement is based upon proof from the Quran, proof from the Sunnah, and proof from the statements of the companions. He said, we're not just saying this only to scare people, or to frighten people, or to encourage people to establish the salah. He said, no, we're saying that the individual that abandons the prayer is a kafir. Why? Because that's the dalil in the Quran. That's what we find in the Quran. That's what we find in the Sunnah. And that's what we find in the statement of the companions. Let me ask a question, make sure everyone is awake. What about the Shahadatain Abdul Rahim? If a person abandons that, is he a Muslim? Yes. He's not a Muslim. So why? How is that highlighted in the words of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen? No, no, remember, he said point number three, أَنَّهَا خَاصَ مِنْ بَيْنِ سَائِرِ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ غَيْرِ شَهَادَتَيْنِ. He said, no, that the prayer has a distinguishing quality, a factor that sets it aside from the other pillars, with the exception of the shahadatain. Where's that highlighted? Ahsan, with the exception of the shahadatain. Why? Because also, if a person abandons the shahadatain, they don't testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. They don't say La ilaha illallah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That individual is a kafir, he's a disbeliever. He never entered into the deen of Islam. The one who has the ability to say and he refuses to say it is a kafir. And that's ijma' of the scholars. There's a consensus on that. There's no differing concern in that. Kama dhakarna fi dars al-madi. Likewise, the prayer. Many of the scholars, they hold that the salah, again, whoever abandons the prayer, even if they affirm the obligation, they're kafir. They're a disbeliever, wal-iyadu billah. May Allah protect us from that. Amma al-arkan al-thalathat al-akhira. As for the other three pillars, and that is why the prayer, it has distinguishing qualities and characteristics. As for the other three pillars, ita al-zakah, giving zakah, fasting Ramadan, and hajj al-bayt, faqad ikhtalaf al-ulama rahimahumullah fi hukmi tarikiha. The scholars, they differ concerning the one who abandons them. لَيْسَ جَحْدَنِ وُجُوبِهَا, meaning the one who abandons them, not denying their obligation, meaning he affirms that they're wajib. وَلَكِنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِهَا, but he's negligent and concerning them. So the scholars, they differ about the one who affirms the obligation of these arkan, zakah, fasting Ramadan, and hajj al-bayt. They affirm the obligation, but they are negligent concerning them. لكن القول الراجح, the correct opinion, أن تاركها لا يكفر. The one who abandons them does not disbelieve. So if somebody doesn't give zakah, that which is correct, he doesn't disbelieve. He doesn't leave the religion if he affirms the obligation. The one who doesn't fast Ramadan, no doubt, fasiq. He's a sinner, but he does not leave the religion. The one who doesn't make hajj and they have the ability, they are sinful, but they do not leave the religion. Is that clear? Is that wadih? Naam. So that is how the prayer, it is distinguished from those three. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, أَمَّا الصَّلَاةِ, as for the prayer, فَإِنَّ الْأَدِلَّةَ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. As for the prayer, then verily the proofs from the book of Allah, the Quran, وسنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the sunnah of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, وما حكي من اجماع الصحابه, and that which has been conveyed from the consensus of the companions رضي الله عنهم, تدل على ان تاركها كافر كفر مخرجا عن المله وان كان مقرا بوجوبها. The text of the Quran and the sunnah and what has been conveyed from the consensus of the companions proves that the one who abandons the prayers, a disbeliever, that leaves the fold of the religion of Islam, even though they affirm the obligation of the prayer. It's heavy. It's heavy. That is why a person, naam, has to be very cautious. يُحَافِذُ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. يُحَافِذُ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. The believer, he safeguards his prayers. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى أَهَمِّيَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. This shows the importance of the prayer. وَأَنَّهَا مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الْهَامَّةِ الَّتِي لَا يَلِيقُ بِالْعَاقِلِ فَضْلًا عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يَتَهَاوَنْ بِهَا أَوْ يُفَرِّطْ فِيهَا. The Shaykh, he said, Ibn Uthaymeen, this establishes the importance of the prayer and that it is from the vital affairs of the religion, which is not befitting for any intelligent individual, let alone a believer, to be careless or negligent concerning it. If you think that you're smart and you're intelligent, then no intelligent person would be negligent and heedless about the salah. The one who is heedless about the salah is a ghabi. Na'am. The fourth, أن الله فرضها على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The fourth thing that shows the importance of the prayer, brothers and sisters, is that Allah Azza wa Jal made it obligatory upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فوق السماوات السبع, above the seventh heaven. Allah Azza wa Jal made the prayer obligatory upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above the seventh heaven, at the highest point that the creation can reach. في أعلى مكان يصل إليه المخلوقون. The fifth, أن الله فرضها عليه في أفضل ليلة في حق رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah Azza wa Jal, he made the prayer obligatory upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the best night as it pertains to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the best night as it pertains to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَهِيَ لَيْلَةُ الْمِعْرَاجِ. And this is the night of the night journey and ascension. الَّتِي عُرِجَ فِيهَا بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended to the heavens. حتى على فوق السماء السابعة حتى وصل إلى مكان سمع فيه صريف الأقلام أقلام القضاء والقدر التي أشار الله إليها في قوله تعالى يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the salah was made obligatory upon him on the best night for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which was the night of his night journey and ascension, where the Prophet was taken up to the heavens until he ascended higher than the seventh heaven. And he reached a place where he heard the sound of the pens writing the decree. The pens of the decree and preordainment of Allah Azza wa Jal, which Allah referred to in his statement, whosoever in the heavens and the earth begs of Allah Azza wa Jal, every day he is engaged in some affair, such as giving honor or disgrace to some, life or death to others. Al-Ayah. The sixth, أن الله فرضها عليه بدون واسطة بينهما. That Allah Azza wa Jal made the prayer obligatory upon the Prophet without an intermediary between them, without anyone between them. What does that mean? من يشرح لي? Who can explain that? Rashid. The sixth point that the Shaykh, he mentions to show the importance of Salah, is that Allah made it obligatory upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without anyone conveying this, without any intermediary between them. Meaning what? Fadl. Naam, usually it would be conveyed through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. However, the prayer, Allah Azza wa Jalla conveyed this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam directly. So naam, Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam here directly, bidun wasita. As-sabi', the seventh. أن الله فرضها على العباد أول ما فرضها خمسين صلاة في اليوم والليلة. Showing the importance of the salah, that when Allah Azza wa Jalla first made the prayer obligatory upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when Allah Azza wa Jalla first made the prayer obligatory upon the servants, He made it obligatory and He prescribed 50 prayers in a night and a day. 50 prayers. وكونها خمسين صلاة يدل على محبة الله لها. And the fact that there were 50 prayers, it shows that Allah loves it. The fact that there were 50 prayers, it shows that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He loves this. He loves the salah. وعنايته بها وأنها عبادة تستحق أن يستغرق الإنسان معظم وقته فيها. And that prayer is an act of worship which is deserving of the person to occupy most of his time doing it. Naam, salah is an act of worship that it is deserving for the servant to occupy most of his time observing it. لِأَنَّهَا الصِّلَةِ, because prayer, لِأَنَّهَا الصِّلَةِ بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَعِبَادِهِ, because it is the relationship between Allah and His servant. As-salah is the relationship between Allah and His servant. يَجِدُ فِيهَا الْمُؤْمِنِ رَاحَةَ نَفْسِهِ, the believer, he finds ease in his prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say to Bilal, Bilal, arihna bis salah, give us ease and comfort with prayer. If you're looking for comfort, you're not going to find comfort in khamr, intoxicants. You're not going to find comfort in a nightclub. You're not going to find comfort in the disobedience of Allah. You're not going to find comfort disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. You're not going to find comfort behaving like you do not fear Allah. Arihna bis salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say to Bilal, Bilal, give us ease by making the call to prayer. Because prayer is raha, it is ease. The Shaykh, he said, likewise, the believer, he finds tranquility of his heart in the salah. And I mentioned that, brothers and sisters, how many of us, if we're going through something in our life, how many? You know, people, they talk about it's hard times. They're going through difficult times. Somebody may have lost their job. Somebody may be experiencing poverty. Somebody may be going through depression. Somebody may be feeling down. How many people say, khalas, you know what, tonight, somebody, they may have some problems with their brother, or they may have problems with their sisters, or they may have problems with their wife, or they may have problems with their husband. How many of us say, okay, tonight, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to make the night prayer? How many? How many people take on that approach? They say, I'm going to turn to Allah and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to turn to Allah with salah. As Allah commands us, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, seek aid through your patience and your prayer. How many people try that?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Naam, so the Shaykh, he said, ولهذا كانت قرة عين الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. This comes in the hadith, Ikhwan. That is why the prayer, it was coolness of the eye for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, فلو صلى المسلم خمسين صلاة, if the Muslim was to pray 50 prayers, وكل صلاة تستوعب ربع ساعة, and every prayer was to take approximately 15 minutes, فسيمضي في الصلاة اثنتي عشرة ساعة ونصف. The person, فيمضي في الصلاة اثنتي عشرة ساعة ونصف. A person would spend in prayer 12 hours and a half in prayer in a day. Imagine that. If there was 50 prayers and every prayer took the person 15 minutes, then in one day a person would be praying, the Shaykh, he said, for 12 and a half hours. I don't know, in the translation that's 12 hours and 15 minutes. سوي بهذا. And as I said, Alhamdulillah, the brother Taqweem Jazahullah Khairan, he mentioned, and I saw it, I read it with my own eyes, that if anyone finds any errors, that Alhamdulillah correct it and let him know. 12 hours and a half praying in a day. فَإِذَا لَوْ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانِ اشْتَغَلَ فِيهَا لَاسْتَوْعَبَتْ مِنْ وَقْتِهِ أَكْثَرَ الْوَقْتِ. So if it was 50 prayers, it would take up the majority of a person's time every day. ثُمَّ جَرَتْ بَيْنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَرَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مُحَمَّدْ مُرَاجَعَاتْ حَتَّى خَفَّفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. However, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he returned to Allah on numerous occasions until Allah azza wa jalla, he reduced the amount of prayers upon his servants from his gentleness and his mercy and his grace. فَجَعَلَهَا خَمْسًا فِي الْفِعْلِ وَخَمْسِينَ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. And Allah prescribed the prayers as 5 in terms of action, however 50 as it pertains to the scale. We pray 5 times, but in reality those 5, they're equal to 50, fil mizan. Look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is Arham al-Rahimin. He's the most merciful. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa fi hadhi al-khams, masalih al-khams, wa thawab al-khamsin, wa hadha min ni'mati Allah. From the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in these 5, you have the benefits of 5 prayers, but you have the reward of 50. You have the reward for 50 prayers. And the Shaykh is going to go on to explain, وَلَيْسَ هَذَا مِنْ بَابِ جَزَاءِ الْحَسَنَ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. This is not referring to the fact that every good deed is multiplied tenfold. This is not referring to the fact that every good deed is multiplied by 10. لِأَنَّ الْعَمَلَ الصَّالِحِ كُلَّهُ الْحَسَنَ فِيهِ بِعَشْرِ أَمْتَالِهَا. Because as it pertains to all righteous deeds, a righteous deed is multiplied tenfold by 10 times. فَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ بَابِ الْحَسَنَ بِعَشْرِ أَمْتَالِهَا لَمَا كَانَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ الْعِبَادَاتِ الْأُخْرَ فَرْقٍ. If this was referring to the fact that a good deed is multiplied by 10, then there wouldn't be any difference between the prayer and the other acts of worship. وَلَكِنْ هَذِي الْخَمْسِ كَأَنَّنَا صَلَّيْنَا خَمْسِينَ صَلَاةً. These 5 is like we prayed 50. So if that's the case, what's the reward, Abdul Aziz? Huh? No, Fadl. 500. Because if 5 prayers fil fi'l in terms of actions, based upon, look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wording that comes in Sahih Muslim, Ya Muhammad, innahunna khamsu salawatin, kulla yawmin wa layla, li kulli salatin ashar, fadhalika khamsuna salat. There comes, O Muhammad, there are 5 daily prayers, each day and night. For every prayer, they will be multiplied by 10. So there are like 50 prayers. So in reality, you pray 5, but it's like 50. Those 50 are multiplied by 10. So in reality, it's 500. That's the reward. Subhanallah al-Azim. Look at the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon this ummah. Look at the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon this ummah. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, وَلَكِنْ هَذِي الْخَمْسِ كَأَنَّنَا صَلَّيْنَا خَمْسِينَ صَلَاةً. These 5 daily prayers, it's as if we prayed 50. وَلِكُلِّ صَلَاةٍ عَشْرُ حَسَنَاتٍ. Every prayer is multiplied by 10. فَتَبْلُغُ خَمْسَمِئَةِ حَسَنَةً. So it reaches 500 hasana, good deeds. في هذه الصلوات, as it pertains to these 5 daily prayers, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ فَهَذِي حَسَنَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ تُعَدُّ إِذَا فُعِلَتْ كَأَنَّهَا فُعِلَتْ عَشْرَ مَرَّاتٍ. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He multiplies for those whom He wills one good deed. تُعَدُّ إِذَا فُعِلَتْ كَأَنَّهَا فُعِلَتْ عَشْرَ مَرَّاتٍ. And one good deed that is performed, it is multiplied as if it was performed 10 times. فَالْإِنسَانِ إِذَا صَلَّ الظُّهُرْ مَثَلًا. If the person, the believer, he prayed dhuhr, فَكَأَنَّهُ صَلَّاهَا عَشْرَ مَرَّاتٍ. It's as if he prayed it 10 times, subhanAllah. If a person prayed dhuhr, it's like he prayed dhuhr 10 times. وَهَكَذَا فَهَذِهِ هِيَ الْمِيزَةِ فِي أَنَّهَا خَمْسُ بِالْفِعْلِ فأنها خمس بالفعل وخمسون في الميزان. So five prayers in terms of actions and 50 in terms of the scale. The eighth reason. We'll try and finish this chapter, Ikhwan. And then next Thursday we'll go on to Fadl al-Salat wa fawa'idu'a, the excellence of the prayer and its virtues. The eighth, أن الله أوجب فيها الطهارة من الحدث الأصغر والحدث الأكبر والنجاسة في البدن والثوب والمكان. That Allah Azza wa Jal made it obligatory. Allah Azza wa Jal made it obligatory for the salah for a person to be in a state of purification from the minor ritual impurification and the major ritual impurification, and to be clean from any impurity, whether it's upon his body, his garment, or the place that they are praying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as comes in the hadith, لا يقبل الله صلاة, Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept a prayer except with purification. Except with purification. And it comes in another hadith, لا يقبل الله صلاة إذا أحدث حتى يتوضع. That Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept the prayer of anyone if he breaks wind, if he breaks his wudu, until he makes wudu. Naam. So Allah Azza wa Jal made it obligatory for the prayer to be purified from the minor ritual impurity and the major ritual impurity, and to also be clean from any impurity as it pertains to the body, the garment, and the place. لِيَكُونَ الْمُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَكْمَلِ حَالٍ فِي طَهَارَةٍ ظَاهِرُهُ وَبَاطِنُهُ. So that the one who is praying can be in the most complete state of purification inwardly and outwardly. The one who is praying, he can be in the most complete state of purification inwardly and outwardly. التاسع, the ninth. كثرة النصوص الواردة بشأنها. There are so many texts of the Quran and the Sunnah talking about the prayer. في كتاب الله تعالى وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the book of Allah, the Mighty Majestic, and in the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أمرا ونهيا, commands to perform it, and prohibitions prohibiting us from being negligent concerning it. وَتَرْغِيبًا وَتَرْهِيبًا, encouraging us to perform it, and scaring us and frightening us from being negligent concerning it. وَخَبْرَ وَطَلَبًا, informing us of the excellence of it, and likewise requesting that we do it. Now, there's so many texts talking about the salah. The tenth, أَنَّهُ اجْتَمَعَ فِي مُقَدِّمَتِي هَذِي الصَّلَوَاتِ التَّطْهِيرِ الْبَدَنِي وَالتَّطْهِيرِ الْقَلْبِ حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ الْإِنسَانُ فِي صَلَاتِي وَيَقِفُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَبِّهِ وطاهر القلب طاهر البدن طاهر المكان وهذه العناية تدل على أهمية هذه الصلاة. The tenth, أنه اجتمع في مقدمة هذه الصلوات التطهير البدني. At the beginning we find at the forefront of these prayers, at the forefront of these prayers, or foremost in these prayers, is purification of the body and purification of the heart. Purification of the body and purification, we find together in a salah, in these prayers, foremostly purification of the body and purification of the heart. Because the one who enters in the prayer, he stands before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whilst his heart is pure and his body is pure and the place is pure, showing the concern, this concern, it shows the importance of salah. Naam, you have to have a pure heart. No doubt, from the conditions, an individual has to have a pure heart, pure of a shirk. Al-tahara is qisman, hissiya wa ma'nawiya, physical and meaningful. In terms of physical, naam, we've already spoke about that. In terms of the meaning, naam, you have to be pure of shirk. If there's any shirk, major shirk in the heart, that salah is not beneficial. So when a person, he stands, he enters into the prayer, he stands before Allah and his heart is pure. Likewise, his body is pure. And the place he is praying is pure. وَهَذِي الْعِنَايَةِ, this concern that the individual shows establishes the importance of the prayer. Inshallah, we'll stop there. جزاكم الله خيراً. جزاكم الله خيراً وبارك الله فيكم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.